Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Speaker, a couple lessons I learned in the Army were you move to the sound of gunfire. And the most important step in the troop leading procedures is to supervise the execution of your orders. When Americans were fighting for their lives in Benghazi, Barack Obama did neither. He sent no quick reaction force, and he didn't even stay in the Situation Room to supervise the execution of his orders. We expect more from lieutenants in the Army than our president gave us that night. For 2 years, he's covered up this failure of leadership by stonewalling. Not anymore. We will now get to the truth. But what do our colleagues on the other side of the aisle say to this? They express great outrage at politicizing this matter. When I was leading troops in Iraq in 2006, men and women who were being shot at and blown up by Al-Qaeda, where was the outrage as they fundraised endlessly up the Iraq war? Where was the outrage as they viciously attacked our commanders? Where was the outrage when they said that soldiers were war criminals? Where was the outrage when they said the war was lost? Where was the outrage when they said that only high school dropouts joined the Army? Forgive me if I don't join my Democratic colleagues in sharing in their fake outrage. 4 Americans lost their lives that night in Benghazi. They deserve justice. The American people deserve the truth. One other lesson I learned in the Army is we leave no man behind, and we will not leave these 4 men behind.
Thank you, Jimmy. We will not waver in our commitment to see that justice is done for this terrible act in Benghazi. And make no mistake, justice will be done. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. We're investigating exactly what happened, but my biggest priority now is bringing those folks to justice. That was the President of the United States over a year ago. No one has been arrested. No one has been prosecuted. No one has been brought to justice. We don't even have access to the witnesses. You and the media were good enough for my 16 years as a prosecutor not to tell me how to do my job. And so far in Congress, y'all have been good enough not to tell me how to do my job. I'm not telling you how to do your job. But I'm going to ask you some questions, and if you can't answer these questions, then I'll leave you to draw whatever conclusion you want to draw about whether or not the media has provided sufficient oversight. Can you tell me why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi the night that he was killed? Do you know? Does it bother you whether or not you know why Chris Stevens was in Benghazi? Do you know why we were the last flag flying in Benghazi after the British had left and the Red Cross had been bombed? Do you know why requests for additional security were denied? Do you know why an ambassador asking for more security days and weeks before he was murdered and those requests went unheeded? Do you know the answer to why those requests went unheeded? Do you know why no assets were deployed during the siege? And I've heard the explanation, which defies logic, frankly, that we couldn't have gotten there in time. But you know, they didn't know when it was going to end. So how can you possibly cite that as an excuse? Do you know whether the president called any of our allies and said, "Can you help? We have men under attack"? Can you answer that? Do any of you know why Susan Rice was picked? The Secretary of State did not go. She says she doesn't like Sunday talk shows. That's the only media venue she does not like, if that's true. Why was Susan Rice on the 5 Sunday talk shows? Do you know the origin of this mythology that it was spawned as a spontaneous reaction to a video? Do you know where that started? Do you know how we got from no evidence of that to that being the official position of the administration? In conclusion, Congress is supposed to provide oversight. The voters are supposed to provide oversight. And you were supposed to provide oversight. That's why you have special liberties, and that's why you have special protections. I am not surprised that the President of the United States called this a phony scandal. I'm not surprised that Secretary Clinton asked, "What difference does it make?" I'm not even surprised that Jay Carney said Benghazi happened a long time ago. I'm just surprised at how many people bought it.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties,
says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we have 976 days, 14 hours, 52 minutes, and 21 seconds left of this Obama nightmare. And then the real work begins, where we got to unscrew this friggin' mess. But until then, we must remain dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Now, remember, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. You want to be a part of the program today? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978. Or you can join the captain's chat room. You know it as well as I do, as long as there's one stinking liberal on planet frickin' Earth. It's a very, very, very busy news day. Well, again, today is no exception. Far too many people are still out there, and they are desperate to take away your freedom. So, combat that, to repair that, to fix that, we must lift our jib and get this freedom ship underway. Yes! Ah! Officially underway and headed out to sea! Bosun mate, shift colors! I love that salt air, yes, sir. All right, before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, there was a rally again. I got three things to discuss today before we even get even discussing anything. Oh God. God only knows where we're going to end up today. But anywho, I do have a plan, and I will execute said plan somehow, some way. But we're going to get her done anyway. Jeffrey Kuhner will also be organizing another rally at the Massachusetts Stupid State House on Saturday, May 24th, again, 2 to 4 p.m. The last one was successful, so they're going to do it again. Why? Well, because the girl is not home. She's not home with her parents. Oh, do we got a story today. If I can shut up long enough, we're going to get to it. Those that should be taken away are not. Then you've got little Justina Pelletier, who her father said, wait a minute. Your diagnosis is, like, stupid. It's not in her frickin' head. She needs, a gas doctor. She doesn't need some punk-ass bitch 7 months out of frickin' medical school. And doesn't need some goddamn psychiatrist who just wants to add another person to her goddamn little group there so she can get a bonus off the taxpayers' money, for Christ's sakes. So he dared to argue the system, which you're not allowed to do that. That's what they teach in school now. You know that. Again, teachers don't want to teach. They just want a program. They don't understand when a child actually needs to be taught rather than programmed. It's because they're people. Jesus, God damn it. I mean, the backward ass way we have in this country, for Christ's sakes, I just don't frickin' understand it. Parents are out there beating the living hell out of their kids, torturing them, burning them. God only knows what the hell they're doing to them. And they can keep them because they got rights. But if your parent dares to argue with a snot-nosed little punk-ass bitch 7 months out of frickin' medical school, damn psychiatrist, who just wants to use her as a test subject so she can get a bonus for this year, well, they got to take that little girl away. Her parents are not conforming. We must punish them. So by punishing the family, well, they got to kidnap the little girl and give her no frickin' medical attention because all this stuff is in her head. So if you care about stuff like that, care about people, well, show up this Saturday. The Massachusetts Stupid State House, 2 to 4 p.m. Operation American Spring, I guess, was a success, and they're going to be doing it again. When? I don't know, but I've got my goddamn ears open. Good for them, and they need to keep doing it. That's what I told you the last time. It's a start. And the more they do, the more people are going to have to eventually take a look. Hey, well, we've got a little history to get into today, too. I found a nice piece. And we're going to get into that, too. We're going to get into a lot of things today. It's going to be a good show. So I need to shut up and get moving. But before I do that, finally decided, and I think it's for the best, and I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to try it out. I've been mulling it over for a long time, but I do like the morning show. But I think I'm going to have to go at 8 p.m. So it's just one of those things. I'm going to give it a shot. I think it might work out better. Maybe it won't. Maybe, hey, look, if it sucks, I can always go back to any frickin' time I want to. But I am a little self-aware, so I do know that I'm kind of, a lot of people are just getting up at this time. They got to hear some crazy jackass start screaming at them at 10 o'clock. 7 o'clock in the goddamn morning on the West Coast. I mean, after a while, they're like, God damn it, shut up. Well, I can't. This stuff pisses me off. I could talk about this 24/7. There's some people that, they need a little, so I think I'm going to shift over to 8 p.m. So we're going to give that a shot. If it works, it works. If it don't, well, then I don't know. Who the hell knows? Who the hell cares? But we're going to try that. I'm going to try to go for Wednesday. If I make it, I make it. If I don't, I might go tomorrow. I don't know. Or I might wait till Thursday. But my goal is Wednesday. So that's what we're going to shoot for. All right. Scuttlebutt of the day. The absolute absurdity. This PC police is... I mean, enough is enough. This stuff is dangerous now. No. This isn't cute and this isn't funny anymore. It never really was anyway. But this is not cute. This is not funny. This is dangerous. Fun until somebody loses an eye. Well, that's about what's going to happen. And we can avoid it. Liberals, you can avoid it. But you got to do the work. I'm sorry. You made the mess. Now you got to clean it up. This is ridiculous. It depends on you. You have to stop. That's what you have to do. Just frickin' stop. Take a goddamn vacation. We've got a clip here that I want to play. And I want somebody, anybody, if they can, anybody, just listen to it. See if you can hear any kind, any whatsoever, any kind of racism of any kind of race. You tell me. You let me know. This is the part. You let me know where the goddamn racism is on this.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Now, wasn't that racist? Oh, my God. I mean, that's just disgusting. Why they put that on the air, I just do not know. Well, because it has a camel in it. I guess that would be discriminating towards the Middle Eastern people because that's where camels are. One student complained. It's always one student. Why is that? Why is it there's always just one student? Like, what was her name that, oh, God damn it, I can't remember her name, but she got all sideways over Fiesta. And because they spelled it with a PH, well, that was even more discriminating. I guess Greeks and Spanish, they don't get along or something? I don't know. I can't figure this crap out, man. I can't keep up with all this. I don't know how they can keep up with the crap. How do they know these frickin' rules, man? I mean, it doesn't make any... First of all, it's arbitrary. It's baseless. It's ridiculous. All to show that, oh, somebody's a racist. Hey, look at me. I pointed out a racist, so you can't blame me for being a racist. Oh, I like black people. Yeah. Shut up. You're an idiot. Or I don't like people. It all depends on you. I don't give a damn what your frickin' stupid color is. Shut up. I mean, I just, I mean, God damn it. I mean, enough is enough now. I'm sorry, but it's going to turn dangerous because people are going to get frickin' sick and tired of it. And again, it's going to happen. Somebody's going to pop somebody in the frickin' nose. Then all hell's going to break loose. Then what? Well, Jesus Christ, man. One frickin' student at University of St. Thomas in Minnesota. What the hell's going on in Minnesota, for Christ's sakes? I don't know. Minnesota used to be, I mean, they were always a little, but. It's so goddamn cold up there. Place I ever been on Earth, man. I've been up in Alaska. I've been all the way up in there. The coldest I ever been was goddamn Minnesota. That's wrong cold. I mean, that's wrong. I mean, these people, they lived in freaking Scandinavia where it was equally as freaking cold. They traveled 5,000 freaking miles across a goddamn fucking ocean, and they go to the coldest freaking place on Earth. I mean, all you got to do is go down south just a little bit, and you can get some freaking sun. God damn, what the hell's the matter with these people? So, I mean, if you want to live that way, go ahead. That's ridiculous, though. I mean, I like it cold in the winter, but Jiminy Christmas, man, 30, 40 below freaking zero. Sorry, no, wrong. Well, this hump day commercial, hump day, it's also sexist because that means you want to have sex. Hump. I mean, these people are out of their frickin' minds. But one stupid student complained at the University of St. Thomas in Minnesota. Okay, well, whoever this student is, first of all, should have been reprimanded by somebody in the, well... I don't know, a professor or a dean of some sort, or maybe their peers should have told the student, you're an idiot, shut up. Did they know? They encouraged her. Oh, they all jumped on the bandwagon. Let's support this. Why? Well, because it's racist if you don't. Oh, I guess I gotta go. Yeah, you're an idiot. Stay home and study. Well, this commercial evidently is, well, it's been out for a long time. I'd say at least 6 months. At least, probably more than that. It's been out for a long time. But now, all of a sudden, it's offensive to Middle Eastern people because it's a camel. So anytime you use an animal of any kind, you have to figure out the origin of where it came from. And I guess you can't use it because it could be offensive to that particular region of the frickin' world. And people that have never been there, but their ancestors a gazillion frickin' years ago were. So that would be offensive to them. How? I don't know. I can't keep up with this crap. I don't know where this stuff comes from. Why? How? Jesus Christmas. I don't know. But it's getting to a head here. And that's why you have that Operation American Spring going on. You're only going to get more. These people, I guess the liberals, they want a frickin' war. I don't know if they really want to fight them. But, I mean, look, libs, look, wisen up. Huh? First of all, it's not offensive. It's a goddamn camel. Okay, I guess what are, I guess you can make fun of white people because they're just, you know, they're white. So I guess what's a white animal? What would be equivalent to a white animal? We all know the black people obviously would be monkeys, so you can't use a monkey because that would be offensive to black people because Africa is where they came from. And all black people, they all look like monkeys, so you can't make fun of them. The absurdity of people. I've had that described to me before, and I'm thinking, where do you come up with this crap? What the hell's the matter with you? I mean, my God. I wish these liberals were able to listen to themselves think. I wish I could learn how to frickin' speak. I'm always tripping over this broken left-handed tongue of mine, for Christ's sake, the son of a bitch. I don't know. Screw it. There's nothing I can do with it. Just got to deal with it, man. Fight through the pain. Well, I got a couple of questions here on why Middle Eastern people would be so offended over a frickin' camel that's been out in the airwaves for what? I'd say good 6 months, maybe even eight. Don't really see that being a problem. But how about these Middle Eastern people crashing airplanes into our buildings? I mean, you think that might be a little offensive? Huh, sweetie? Huh? How about all their beheadings and their kidnappings and rapes and other forms of torturous activity? You think maybe that might be a little offensive? Huh? So if you want to go down that little bumpy, dusty, long and treacherous frickin' road, I'll take you down that goddamn road, sweetheart. I'll take you all the way down that road to the dead end. You understand me? Kill us. Don't give me this offensive to Middle Eastern people. How? It doesn't make any frickin' sense to me. It's a goddamn camel. Hump. It's got a hump, you idiot. You find another animal that's got a hump, okay, then maybe they'll start using that. But camels have humps. Jesus, God damn it. This is why I'm saying, why didn't somebody in that school say, excuse me, but you idiot, hump? It's because camels have humps. Hence the term hump day. You idiot. Did anybody say that to this goddamn moron? No, they didn't. Why? Well, because they're morons. They obviously don't know it either. Why? Well, I guess their teachers were morons, too. You don't have to be taught certain things. Common sense, again, is either you have it or you don't. Jesus Christ. God damn it. Now. The Gadsden flag. Y'all know what that is? That's right. That's that evil, racist Tea Party motto, "Don't tread on me." And it's got a rattlesnake. Those are the extremists. You got to watch out for them. That's what the government teaches their law enforcement agencies. They all have law enforcement agencies now, the BLM. Goddamn post office. I still don't understand why the post office would need that much armament to collect a frickin' due postage. Why would the post office? I mean, are the dogs really that big out there? Are they that, you know, ferocious that you need a goddamn Delta Force to deliver the frickin' mail? Jesus, God damn it. And people, oh, well, no big deal. Oh, so what? Oh, well. That's all right. Oh, well. It's the post office. They need it. There's the government. We don't like it, but it's the 21st century. Just is what it is. No, it isn't. Is what it is, Mr. John McCain. And your goddamn 21st century stupid handbook. I mean, goddamn, why do we allow this? And then vote for more of it. I don't know. I don't get it. But it's going to take, people are going to have to get a little angry. I'm sorry, but they're going to have to get pissed off. And they're going to have to be more of them. Just like those people out there, the Operation American Spring. They're not out there for violence. Therefore. They're out there because they're fed the frig up. And they want the things to go back to, well, why and how our country was formed in the first frickin' place. Which, if I could ever shut up, we're going to get to it, because I do have some history to discuss today. So this is going to be actually a, you know, should be an educational program. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, I'm hoping to learn myself. But getting back to this. A high school senior in Colorado. Wait till you hear his name. It's a perfect name to live in Colorado. Wait till we get to it. A senior, a high school senior in Colorado. Beautiful country, by the way. I've got a lot of roots in Colorado. My grandparents just came over from the boat. I think they were born there. My parents were both born in Colorado, Fort Collins, and my mom was born in Greeley. My grandmother actually was born in Oklahoma. They were on their way to Colorado from the boat. So, anyway, getting back to, God almighty, it's going to take me forever. But a high school senior in Colorado was suspended from school and banned from graduation. He would have to get his diploma later. Guess what he did? Guess what his little crime was? Anybody got any ideas what his crime was? Well, the Gadsden, the Don't Tread on Me flag. They had the American flag up on top. Well, he lowered the stupid school flag and put up the Don't Tread on Me flag. Well, evidently it set this kid's principal in a absolute tirade. The Examiner, I guess that's the local newspaper there in Colorado, reported that on May 9th, Now get this. Greg Stoneburner. I mean, come on, man. That's a perfect name for Colorado. Stoneburner. I mean, if you can't make this stuff up, man. I love it. I love this kid. Greg Stoneburner. I love it, man. I love this kid. And good for him. God damn it. Finally, somebody standing up, man. Showing their hair, man. Showing, say, hey, enough. I mean, you got high school kids doing this. I mean, that says something right there. Good for you there, Mr. Greg Stoneburner. I love it, man. That's great. Well, he replaced the school's flag with the Don't Tread on Me flag. Because it is used by the Tea Party movement as an expression of freedom and the willingness to fight for it. Isn't that racist? That's horrible. You should never fly that flag. That's horrible. You see, obviously, again, remember what I talked about? Remember what I talked about? The reason why nobody came up to that girl and said, excuse me, sweetheart, but hump day, it refers to camels have humps. I mean, it refers to Wednesday is the middle of the frickin' week. But hump, camels have humps. So they use that with the term hump day because it's a camel. It has a hump. Nobody wanted to explain that to this girl because nobody knew it themselves because they weren't programmed. They weren't programmed to think. They weren't programmed to pay frickin' attention. That's why they don't know. The teachers don't know how to teach. They only know how to program. And that pisses them off when a student doesn't want to be programmed. He wants to be taught, not programmed. So the kid gets out of line, and he must be punished. And we must call the police, which we've got a story about that today, too. I mean, this crap just never ends. Never freaking ends. According to a Facebook post by Mr. Stoneburner, again, I love that name, man, for Colorado now, oh, this is great. He was not attempting to push any political affiliation, but was merely trying to encourage historical and contemporary discussion about our students' rights, is what he says. Upon seeing the flag waving in the air with Old Glory, well, the principal of Central High School, broad's name, Jody Dyers. If anybody knows Jody Dyers there in Colorado, the Central High School, if anybody knows who this woman is, could you walk up to her and could you tell her? Could you tell her what kind of a freak she's been? Maybe she could actually learn something if she'd shut up long enough to pay attention. What is she doing in the school? Why is she a principal? When she obviously never studied American history. Now I know. I know. We can't teach American history in high schools today. Public schools can't have American history. It's racist. Well, because it's all a bunch of, it's just, all American history is nothing but a bunch of white people ganging up on a whole bunch of other different colored people. That's all American history is. That's it. So we can't teach it. It's racist. So we're going to make up our own. Well, the Democrats win every time because they're clean and wholesome and pure. And we're just going to give you just the information that you need. They're going to pick your children's, well, occupation. Okay, well, you're good at this, so this is all you're going to do for the rest of your frickin' life. Master it. That's all they want them to do. One specific task for the rest of their lives, to be a slave. That's right, slave. I'll repeat it, slave. Jody Dyers, you're an idiot. Well, she went on a little a temper tantrum. Obviously, she's still a child. Because, see, adults would have paid attention in history. They would have paid attention. They would have read a history book. You would think to get a teaching degree. Before this woman even becomes a goddamn principal, she's got to get a teaching degree. Don't you think if you get a teaching degree, you have to have some kind of, I don't know, understanding of American history? I'm pretty sure you do. Pretty sure you do. Pretty sure you do. Right? Well, not anymore, obviously. Why? Well, I don't know. It's racist. It's got to be. It's got to be racist because, you know, white people live in America. So it's racist. Well, she goes on a little rampage, throwing little fits, screaming at the top of her fat frickin' lungs, take the flag down, take the flag down. It's horrible. It's racist. No, take it down. Well, Mr. Stoneburner was then pulled out of a scholarship breakfast. Along with his parents. I mean, this is classic. I mean, absolute freaking, I mean, this is beyond. This is absolute too much. Maybe if this Jody Dyers would have, I don't know. Maybe if the whole school would have actually learned history before they became a teacher and before they became a goddamn principal, they would have all known. First of all, they would have known not to be the way that they are, and this kid would have never had to fly the flag in the first frickin' place. But secondly, this teacher should have learned some amount of American history. And if she didn't, well, then what is she doing in a school? Why is she a principal? How did she become a teacher, much less a goddamn principal, if she doesn't understand American history? Well, we're going to help her out today. We're going to help you out today there, Jody Dyers. You're an idiot. You are an absolute frickin' idiot. Well, they pull him out of this breakfast, along with his parents, and told that he was not welcome at Central High. And that his prank, it's a prank, his prank was a slap in the face to the school. Don't tread on me is a slap in the face to the school? Sweetheart, again, you need some history there, sweetie. And it's coming up quick, if I can shut up long enough to get to it. His flag was confiscated, as if it's contraband. His flag was confiscated, and he was not awarded his diploma until after graduation. Well, I'm pretty sure they learned him. What did that accomplish there, Miss Jody Dyers? Huh? What did you think you accomplished there? You sent a message? Is that what it is? Are you proud of that message you sent? You proud that you made yourself look like an ass? Made yourself look stupid is what you did. Because you don't understand history. You've got no business being anywhere near a goddamn school, Miss Jody Dyers. You're an idiot. You should have known some of this stuff. And maybe you should have, well, talked to your damn teachers and said, look, we're going to teach real history in this school. We're not going to teach the new history, the Common Core history. We're not going to teach the Common Core math. Or it takes you goddamn near half a month of Sundays just to get through 2 + 2. What is the point of that? I don't know. You're trying to minus double-digit numbers, and you have to end up, the answer, you have to end up adding numbers together to get the answer. It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it. You don't need that many numbers. Jesus Christ, do the frickin' thing in your head. Why don't they teach you how to do it in your head? So you don't be a dummy. All right, let's get into some history. This is the don't tread on me. Well, people don't seem to know. And obviously, Ms. Jody Dyers doesn't seem to know. Obviously, none of the teachers seem to know. Maybe none of the parents seem to know. Does anybody know? That's a good grog. Well, we're all going to know. We're all going to know right frickin' now because we're going to cover it. All right. the snake symbol, join or die. You all remember that? Well, Benjamin Franklin in 1751, that's a long time ago, he wrote a satirical comedy or a commentary in his Pennsylvania Gazette suggesting that as a way to thank the Brits for their policy of sending convicted felons to America, American colonists should send rattlesnakes to England. That's where it all started. That was the very beginning. 3 years later, in 1754, he used a snake to illustrate another point. Sketched, carved, and published the very first known political cartoon in American newspaper. Imagine that. You just learned something there. You ever get on Jeopardy? Well, right there's your goddamn answer. You can take home the big prize. It was the image of a snake cut into 8 sections. The sections represented the individual colonies, and the curves of the snake suggested the coastline. New England was combined into one section as the head of the snake. South Kakalaki was at the tail. For the ominous words, join or die, that was not joining for the revolutionary cause. It was a plea for unity in defending the colonies during the French and Indian War. So they were defending themselves from other people's wars. The French were killing Indians. They weren't Americans. They were the French. It played off a common superstition of the time. A snake that had been cut into pieces could come back to life if you joined the sections together before sunset. So that's what it's going to take. We got to come together. That's the whole origin of that. Well, the snake came in handy again 10 years later when Americans were again uniting, but for a different cause. They were uniting against the British. The Stamp Act got them really pissed off. That was like one of the end ones. That was really pissing them off. And then they had all these other rules, and the rules, and more restrictions, more taxes, and they couldn't take it anymore. Any resemblance to what's happening here today? More rules, more taxes. All right, we'll keep reading. Maybe you might figure it out. I don't know. Well, what had happened was the real symbol, it was used by a bunch of other different people. Everybody started copying the snake. Well, I do believe it was in the fall of 1775. Here it is. The British were occupying Boston, and the young Continental Army. This is actually pretty good history, where the Navy and the Marine Corps, where they came in. In the fall of 1775, the British were occupying Boston, and the young Continental Army was holed up in Cambridge. Woefully short on arms and ammunition at the Battle of Bunker Hill, Washington's troops had been slow on gunpowder. Actually, they'd been so low on gunpowder that they were ordered not to fire until you see the whites of their frickin' eyes. In October, a merchant ship called the Black Prince. This is where it actually gets pretty good. This is actually pretty good history. Some of this stuff I did remember. I think I learned it in the Navy, but it when I read it again over the weekend, I thought, I remember this now. I forgot it, but now I remember it until I forget it again. But right now, we're going to know it if I can shut up and read it. In October, a merchant ship called the Black Prince returned to Philadelphia from a voyage to England. On board were private letters to the Second Continental Congress that informed them that the British government was sending two ships to America loaded with arms and gunpowder for the British troops. Well, Congress decided that George Washington needed those arms. And I'm pretty sure George Washington decided that he needed those arms as well, along with his entire army decided they needed those weapons as well. So they got them. A plan was hatched to capture the British cargo ships. They authorized the creation of the Continental Navy, my beloved Navy, starting with four ships. And one of them was the Black Prince. It was purchased and they renamed it the Alfred. So if you're ever on Jeopardy, remember the Alfred. Used to be the Black Prince. To accompany the Navy on their first mission, Congress also authorized the mustering of five companies of Marines. That's the very beginning of the United States Marine Corps. The Alfred and its sailors and Marines went on to achieve some of the most notable victories of the American Revolution. Particularly interesting, again, I can't ever say that word. Some of the Marines that enlisted that month in Philadelphia were carrying drums, and they were all painted yellow. And they had a fierce rattlesnake on the side. It was coiled up, and it was like ready to strike, which is the common that we know of today. It had 13 rattles, obviously for the 13 colonies, and supported the motto, "Don't tread on me." That was the Navy Jack. Well, in December 1775, an American guesser anonymously wrote to the Pennsylvania Journal, "I observed on one of the drums belonging to the Marines, now raising, there was painted a rattlesnake with the modest motto under it, 'Don't tread on me.' As I know, it is a custom to have some device on the arms of every country, I suppose this may have been intended for the arms of America." Well, it did. It caught on. First, it occurred to him that the rattlesnake is found in no other quarter of the world besides America. That's another trivia question. How about that? See how much you're learning here today? The rattlesnake also has sharp eyes and may therefore be esteemed as an emblem of vigilance. They've got sharp eyes. Nothing gets past them. And they will strike you. You can mess with a snake, but eventually he's going to bite you. She never begins an attack, nor when once engaged, ever surrenders. That's America. She is therefore an emblem of true courage. She never wounds till she has generously given notice, even to her enemy, and cautioned him against the danger of treading on her. In other words, you keep this up, we're going to open up a can of whoop-ass, and it's going to hurt, and you're going to lose, and you ain't got a fighting frickin' chance of winning. So back off. That's what I've been warning you liberals. I'm sorry, but you're just going to have to suck it up and back off. That's all you're going to do. Maybe if this Jody Dyers, maybe if she had taken the time during all of her schooling, God knows how long she went to school. God knows how many history books she'd had to read and teach. God only knows what she taught. But I'm sure at some point along the line, she probably taught some sort of history. Obviously, she wasn't very good at it. So let's make her principal, because she can't teach. But she's a good leader. Really? Does a good leader throw a goddamn tizzy fit in front of everybody? Demand that this criminal, this miscreant, be removed? Huh? Got to take the whole him and his whole family out of this little scholarship breakfast. Not allowed back at the school. Can't get his diploma until after graduation. Do you really think that's deserving? I don't. I'm sorry, sweetie, but what exactly did you really think that you accomplished here by doing all of this, suspending him, not giving him his diploma, kicked out of the breakfast, him and his parents? What did you think you accomplished? Huh? Did you set an example? If that's the example that you set, sweetie, that's not a very good example. You don't look very... See, if you're going to do that, you tell me. What you're telling me, Jody Dyers, is you're not mentally capable of handling the situation. You're mentally unstable. Because a mature person would have, first of all, understood, not had a cow. Maybe kept it up. Then flew, put up the school flag underneath it and kept it. And not had a problem with it because, you know, you being a principal, you think you would know this stuff. You would know history. Well, I gave you a little bit of history today. So hopefully it helps you out there, Jody Dyers, you idiot. I mean, God damn it. And now, a 13-year-old boy, now get this. I mean, if this isn't enough, I mean, then enough is enough now. A 13-year-old boy, goddamn little miscreant, 13 years old, doodles, the hangman game, and he gets handed over to the police. You all know what that game is, you right? Play hangman? We used to play hangman in school all the time. So what? It doesn't lead to violence. There's no, you draw a hangman game and you play hangman does not mean that after school you're going to take a stupid little Billy over there that's a dummy. He's got big old Coke rim glasses, Coke bottle rim glasses, you know, just can't seem to, you know, get out of his own way. So we're going to go hang him because we like hanging people. That's what grade school kids do, is they hang other students. There's a big problem with that. So we've got a no tolerance. You can't draw nooses because that would mean that you want to, well, hang black people because only white people hang black people. I guess. I'm still trying to learn this stuff. I'm still trying to understand a liberal mind, so maybe I can, you know, combat it a little. I guess. I'm guessing. I don't know how they connect the dots and why they would even connect the dots, but they do. Everything's got to be about race. Be the fact that, well, maybe he's just an asshole. Or maybe she's an asshole. But a 13-year-old boy plays hangman, and we got to call in the goddamn law. You can't make this stuff up. The school suspended a 13-year-old student and turned him over to police because he doodled. Hangman. That's absolutely freaking ridiculous. And they had to go to court. They had to go to court over this. Court. Are you kidding me? This happened at a junior high in Beaverton, Oregon, which I know where Beaverton, Oregon is. I have cousins that live just on the outskirts there in Alloa. Beaverton is actually like a suburb off of Portland. Everything's all connected there now. But I know, I mean, Oregon has always been a little weird, man. But this is too much. So Robert Bernard Keller sued the Beaverton Police Department and Beaverton School District in federal court. Beaverton is a suburb of Portland, yes, we know. Well, good. Keller is suing for himself and his son. claims that on May 2, 2013, his 13-year-old son was interviewed at his school by officers of the Beaverton Police Department regarding an alleged threat of harm based on the little doodle of the hangman game that he dared to draw in class. Why were the police called in the first goddamn place? The police officer that arrived should have arrested the person who called, either the teacher, the principal, or both. They should not have even talked to that kid. You do not call in the police because a child is playing the hangman game. You do not need to get the police involved. You're under arrest. You need to learn what the hell a real goddamn danger is, what a real threat to society is. And if you don't know, well, then you need to be removed from society. How about that? Why don't we do that? Because as far as I'm concerned, that seems to be where the real frickin' threat is. These teachers and the police that come over there and they've even talked to the kid, there's no excuse. That cop should have arrested the teacher and the principal for that. You don't call the police in for this. And if you don't know that this is a common game and there is no threat, if you can't understand, you can't determine what is a threat and what is not a threat, you have no business whatsoever being in a classroom. You have no business being around children. I'm sorry, but you don't. Not for nothing. But if you can't tell the difference between two fingers together, making a gun, or you put both hands together and you pull apart it like a bow and arrow, if you can't tell the difference between a threat and a non-threat, you have no business being in the classroom. I don't want to listen to you. I don't want to hear it. I just don't want to freaking hear it. Don't want to hear it. Absolutely goddamn inexcusable. Goddamn Beaverton. Doesn't surprise me a bit. I know that frickin' town. Oh, a bunch of idiots. You know, I mean, there are parts of Portland very beautiful. Oregon is a pretty state. But the people are wacko, man. And even Washington. I mean, they're just wacko. Then you get into California. Hi, hi, hi. And I love California, too. But Jiminy God, man. Why would the police even show up? Why would they waste their time interviewing this kid? I'm sorry, but enough is enough with this PC crap. I mean, you can't have taco nights now because that's offensive to Mexicans. Taco nights. Well, I'm not Mexican. I love tacos. So what? What difference does that make? Only Mexicans can eat tacos now? White people can't eat tacos because it's racist? I don't eat tacos because I hate Mexican people. I eat tacos because I love Mexican food. God damn it. Where do people get their freaking heads from? Where? Where does this stuff come from? And why does it get in there? And when it does get in there, why do you not take it out? I mean, that's absolutely goddamn ridiculous, man. Jesus damn it, hump day. Oh, that's racist. Because it's got a camel in it. Well, what animal, I guess, is race neutral? I guess, can you show a horse? Well, actually, horses are not native in America. They all came over from Spain, Europe, and all those other places. Horses are not native. Sorry, not for nothing, but they ain't. Neither are pigs, actually. Pigs and horses. So what animal can we use? How about the duck-billed platypus? Can we use that?
Mm-hmm.
Can't use the bald eagle because the Tea Party uses it. That's a sign of hate. So what animals can we use now? Can't use monkeys because that's racist against black people. What would be Chinese? What animal would... Oh, the panda. Can't use a panda. How about the Liechtensteinians? What animal represents the Liechtensteinians? Or does it matter if they get offended or not? I mean, what the hell does this stuff even mean? This is ridiculous. But this kid raises Don't Tread on Me. Perfectly acceptable flag for America. Should have been a teachable moment. Somebody's got to teach that teacher and that principal. And somebody's got to teach a goddamn police department that when you show up, because a 13-year-old kid doodled and was playing hangman, that is not a reason, that is not a threat to society. There is no excuse to call the police. The police should have arrested the teacher and the principal right there, whoever did it. Whether it was the teacher or whoever called the police should have been the one arrested right there, Johnny, on the spot. Did that happen? No. No, that didn't. That's a problem with not only the school, but now the police. That's not the purpose for the police. There's no excuse. It's hangman. It's a common game. I'm sure it's probably played all over the frickin' world. But it's not a threat, teachers. Okay? There's no threat there. So stop with your goddamn no tolerance. How about a no tolerance for frickin' stupidity? And start gaining some goddamn common sense, you idiot. All right. Let's open up my treasure chest here. See what kind of booty we can plunder today. I don't know. God damn it. Oh, look at this. Vets using the Phoenix VA are angry, sick, and scared. Yeah. Yeah. What is our government doing? Well, this is a case that's been going on for a long time. And this is ridiculous. I don't care how many other administrations have had problems with the VA. I don't care for how long it's going on. Your job as a leader, when you recognize there's a frickin' problem, to make sure that the goddamn problem is fixed, period. I don't care what the past administrations did or did not do. You're supposed to be the candidate of change? Well, what did you change? Well, you changed a lot, but you didn't change anything to good. You changed what that was good into bad. And what was bad, you made it frickin' worse. I don't want to hear this crap that Bush did it, this did it, Reagan did it, these people did it. I don't want to hear that crap. It doesn't matter. It's not the point. It should be within American society. The veterans are not screwed with. They get care. You go into a regular hospital. Doesn't matter who you are. Are you an American? Okay, you get care. Are you a human? Yeah, okay. You're going to get care. You're going to be treated like a human. Everybody talks about peace and love, but then they never freaking show it. But I'm supposed to believe you, that you're peaceful and you're loving and you care. And if I don't vote the same way you do, I don't think the exact same way that you do because you've been programmed and I haven't, well, then I'm a racist. Well, no, I'm not. You're an idiot. And yes, you are. 9/11 Museum's gift shop. You know, when I read this, I thought to myself, I mean, that's a little corny, don't you think? Look, first of all, there's plenty of trinkets and crap in New York City that you can get anywhere. You can get trinkets all over frickin' Manhattan. I'm sorry, but you don't need, at that museum, you don't need a gift shop. I know they want to make money. Everybody wants to make money. But you need to have some reverence. You're an asshole, whoever decided to put a goddamn gift shop down there. I hope nobody goes in there, nobody buys anything. It's ridiculous. You got enough of that trinket crap all over goddamn Manhattan. Plenty of stores have it, all these little side little tents and tables and crap. You don't need it down there. I'm sorry, that's wrong. No. Town bans a charity. Now, get a load of this story now. You're going to love this one. Wait till we get to it, if we get to it. But the town bans this charity because it undercuts the need for government agencies. This is a true story. Wait till we get to it. I need a shot of another grog here, boy. I don't think there's enough grog in the world here today. But that's all right. That's all right. I'm thinking, well, I better keep moving. God almighty. We don't want to go any farther. Obama pushes the Senate. Well, see, he doesn't like the fact that these filibuster rules, he doesn't like them. Because he's having trouble getting what he wants passed. So he wants to get all Harry Reid and the Democrats to get together in the Senate and change the rules again so the Democrats can win. That's what it's all about to them. It doesn't matter to them what they're passing, why they're passing it. The fact is they're passing it, and it's arbitrary. It's baseless. There's nothing there. But they're going to pass it because they know they'll piss off the right. And they can make them look like racist and homophobes and awful, mean, nasty, dirty, rotten people. Well, maybe, again, maybe here's another teachable moment. Maybe if this, you know, constitutional scholar, Barack Insane Obama, maybe somebody could give him a constitution so he can read it and give one to Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi and all the Democrats. Yeah, good luck. Oh, now look at this. DCF faces scrutiny. Facing scrutiny? Did you just say scrutiny? No, scrutiny. We need to come up with different terms. DCF is in trouble again. But thank God for the frickin' internet, man. There's people getting stuff out. Thank God for this goddamned internet. As much as it pisses me off and I hate it, thank God for it. And I don't want to lose it. We need to fight to keep it because we're about to lose it. But I don't know what the hell's going on in Florida. But we had talked about it earlier. Those people that should not have children have them. Those that should have them, they're being taken away. Well, this is in Kissimmee. I know Floridians, they hate that. It's not Kissimmee. So I say Kissimmee. I know it's Kissimmee. But I say Kissimmee. And I really don't give a damn. You don't like it? Well, let's, you know, whatever. Get over it. All right, now I want to cover this vets again. I mean, what the hell is going on here? Why does this government not seem to give a damn at all? About nothing. I mean, it's, well, the Attorney General, well, we're waiting for Inspector General. You know, they've got their investigation, and then there's an internal investigation, and then we're going to weigh the facts together and then put it all in a pile in a room, and then we'll just kind of pick through it and find out, you know, what is and what is not and what can be and how can we protect ourselves. And, you know, we're looking at a long time here. I mean, you know, we're so busy over here taking away rights. We don't have time to do a real frickin' case. Well, yeah, you do. You need to get on the frickin' stick. Then again, no excuses for this whatsoever. I mean, this should be embedded in American society. I'm sorry that we should not even be discussing this right now. Why the government would do this, how they could get away with it, why they keep continuing to do it, and the American people just continue, well, it's sad and it's tragic, but they never do a goddamn thing about it. Oh, but it's sad and it's tragic. Oh, look, Kim Kardashian's on. Oh, bring the Cheetos. I don't care if they're vets or not. These are people. People are people. They all should be treated as people. Burdens. But these are vets. People are out there in the freaking jungles, man. Getting shot at. I mean, for you, you goddamn pain in the ass. But he doesn't want to care. Why? Well, because they got this big, big election coming up here in November. But we got to concentrate on that. Because it's very important that the Democrats win. So I've got time. The president, he can only go to, like, these fundraisers. Because the Democrats are down in the polls and they're down in the money. So we got to get Harry Reid over there to rearrange the First Amendment so the Democrats can win. You got the president out there. He's got to rearrange things. And the attorney general, they got to do. They don't have time for vets. You don't need no stinking vets. So what? Hey, they serve their time. It happens. You know, what do you want? You know, they're only vets. They're a dime a dozen. They work for us. They're government property. We don't have to help them. Screw them. We don't have enough money. Yeah. Let's go out and spend a whole bunch of money trying to save a turtle. The veterans who use the Phoenix Veterans Affairs Help System are not very happy. They say they call and they call, but they get absolutely nothing. They say they're ignored, disrespected, and turned away by employees with no medical training. This is what happens when you have government running your health care. Okay, imagine this stuff. And I got a bunch of stuff. Most of the stuff we know. We're not stupid. We do know. We know. We're aware of it. We just don't acknowledge it. That's what's missing. I don't like that word awareness. I'm sorry, but if you're not aware of certain things, then you need to crawl back under your frickin' rock and stay there till your goddamn frickin' brain is fully developed. And shut up, because I don't want to listen to you. I just don't. I don't want to listen to it. You're aware of it. It's time to acknowledge it. And I don't care what the past administrations did. I'm sick and tired of hearing that. How is that an excuse? Well, George Bush did it. Okay. Well, if George Bush did it, then I guess Obama can continue doing it, too. So go ahead. Keep mistreating the veterans. Let them die. Put them all on the secret list. Don't help any of them. Don't get to the bottom of it. Don't bring anybody down there to investigate it. Don't put anybody in goddamn handcuffs who allowed people to die. I guess that's not murder. Well, according to Eleanor Clift, I wonder if she thinks that would be murder by allowing somebody to die when you had the ability to save them. Don't you think that would be murder, Eleanor Clift? But see, Ambassador Stevens, he wasn't murdered. No. He just died of smoke inhalation, which was set, you know, by goddamn Al-Qaeda. Set the frickin' place on fire. So maybe if they hadn't set the fire there, Eleanor Cliff, maybe he wouldn't have died of smoke inhalation, which, according to her, is not murder. Well, let me set you on fire and see if that's murder. How about that there, Eleanor? You goddamned idiot. That woman is just a moron. I'm sorry, but that's not a very smart girl. Don't give me this nonsense that she's great and wonderful and a hard-hitting, in-depth reporter. She's an idiot. A goddamned idiot. A fool. Why people allow her to work in their newspapers and go on their television programs? McLaughlin, you're better than this, man. McLaughlin, come on, dude. Come on, man. I've watched you for years. You got to be a little better than this, man. Just do the world a favor. Just let her go. Tell her we don't have any more room for her. Her head's too frickin' fat, and she's an idiot. But this is ridiculous. You're only going to see more and more and more and more and more and more of this crap with Obamacare now. Oh, no. Obamacare is going to help everybody. Yeah, help everybody into the frickin' grave quicker. More than 200 veterans and family members packed into American Legion Post 41 to share horror stories. And they've got lots of them. People are waiting several months. Several months. Imagine that. Several months just waiting to see a freaking doctor. Well, there was a doctor. His name is Samuel Foot. Wonder if he was a foot doctor. Or was he ear, nose, and throat? Well, he's a whistleblower. And he said there are at least 13,000 13,000 patients without primary care doctors, and even more who can't get timely specialty appointments or even follow-ups. Imagine that. Imagine that. He said 40 veterans died while waiting for appointments in Phoenix alone. Wow. There's been more that has surfaced in 10 states. Well, I'm sure there's a lot more than 10 states. Pretty sure that there's a lot more in 10 states. The Legion's Daniel Dellinger told the crowd that the VA has a pattern of unresponsiveness that has infected the entire system. Of course it has, because nobody's held responsible. And they don't have to be. This is what happens when you have no accountability and no responsibility. This right here. Nobody, well, everybody's got a title. But within that title, you don't have any accountability. And the higher you go, you're less accountable. You're less responsible. It's always somebody else. It's always a rogue employee. It's always this. It's always that. Well, it's the system. It's always the system. No, it's not. It's the human who didn't have enough goddamn common frickin' sense. That's where the problem is. It's not the system. It's the human. Buy this. It's a system. Crap. Don't give me that. That's BS. Well, we all know that there are expenses with this, there's that. Okay, But the VA, their budget went from $73.1 billion in 2006 to $153.8 billion this year. So it's doubled. That's their budget. So if their budget is doubled, I know there's a lot more people coming into the VA, but if you doubled your budget, $153 billion, and you still don't have enough to cover these people, I think you're not managing your money wisely. Not for nothing. I don't want to buy it. I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to freaking hear it. I just can't listen to that. It's absolutely freaking nonsense. No excuse for this. Yeah, there's been more patients. It's because there's more people that got injured in the war. But if you doubled your budget to $153.8 billion, I'm sorry, but you're not managing your money wisely. And what does our government do about this scandal? Well, thank God for this Jonathan Carl. I mean, he's still a liberal, but I think he's starting to realize this is ridiculous. Obviously, the guy's got a little bit of sense in him. And good for him. It's about time somebody's asking these guys these questions. Well, good for John Carl. So this is a clip. This was, I think, Friday. It could have been Thursday, but I think it was Thursday or Friday. I think it was Friday. Who knows? But this goes to show you just how much that this particular government. Now, you would think under normal administrations, if you get, you know, there's a scandal with, and this is getting big. A lot of people are pissed off at this. This is not just the Tea Party upset at the government for what they're doing for the vets, for the VA, what's going on here. There are Democrats that are pissed. There are Republicans. There are Americans. Americans, no. Americans are not happy with this. And you would think that normally, under normal administrations, when they've got the entire country who says, wait a minute, what's this administration doing? This is bad. We want to do this. Most normal administrations would do something at this point and make damn sure that the VA was being taken care of. But is this administration doing that? No. This is what our administration, this is how much our administration does not seem to care. They obviously don't seem to care about the citizens, and VA and the vets are obviously less than normal citizens. I guess they're at the very, very bottom. I guess they're above, they got to be above prisoners, though, right? You would think. Oh. Who knows? Doesn't seem like it. Because convicts, people in prison, they get better treatment than the vets. So they're below the goddamn criminals. I guess some of these vets, if they want to get health care, they got to go out and commit a crime. Is that what they're going to have to do? They go out and shoot somebody, or they just rob a liquor store? Or maybe a convenience store? Is that what they got to do? A vet has got to get arrested now before he can get medical care. Maybe that's what they ought to do. They ought to go get all the vets together who need medical care. They just go out there and they just a whole bunch of them, and commit a crime. Make sure that they get arrested and thrown in jail so they can get health care. Maybe that's what they ought to do. Make a goddamn point. But this is a direct representation of how much our government cares about our vets. Listen to this.
He said a suggestion, and this matter is under investigation. I would point you to what the IG said yesterday.
But here you are praising the VA for all the things that have done under, been done under Shinseki's leadership.
Let me just explain the way you just asked that question. You're saying there's a suggestion that something terrible happened in Phoenix, and that's under investigation. All we know is that it's
so
a suggestion.
You don't think there's evidence that there's been a real problem with the quality of health care that our veterans are getting?
I think
you don't think that this is...
We
still need to study this further. You're not... You don't think there's enough to act on right now to say that our veterans aren't getting the care that they need?
We are acting on the allegations and the suggestions that you pointed out, and I would point you to what the IG said yesterday about his ongoing investigation into that. You're saying we should just accept allegations as true without investigating them? I don't think that
you
would be
smart ass.
Meanwhile, we are moving aggressively in a host of areas to ensure that our veterans are getting the services and the care that they deserve.
Oh, shut up. First of all, for him to use the words and would not admit it. This is how, they won't admit that there's terrorism. Oh, no, there's no, they won't even use the word terrorism. This president has still yet to say that Benghazi was a terrorist attack. I have not heard it. Oh, no act of terrorism. Oh, I said the T word. Oh, look at me. No, you didn't. You're an idiot. Suggestion, accusation, allegation. I think there's enough evidence to support that these are, well, they're a little stronger than just an allegation, an accusation, and a suggestion. But see, they want to play it down. Oh, there's no problem here. Those are allegations, and we've got to investigate to find out if those allegations are real. Those numbers of all the people that have died, okay, those are real. Doesn't take much to investigate that they're dead. They're dead. The allegations are real. They're not being helped. We need to do a little bit more than just get an internal investigation with a predetermined hand-picked goddamn Inspector General. These are people that we're dealing with here. Forget about the fact that they're veterans. And normally you would think veterans would, there would never be a problem. But the veterans, they shouldn't be, ever. But these are still people. It doesn't matter if they're veterans or not. These are people. People are deliberately put on a list so they don't get medical care. That's murder. I'm sorry, but if you have the ability to help somebody and you don't, that is murder. Do you understand what murder is now, Miss Eleanor Clift, you idiot? You would think there would be outrage from this government. You would think that, right? Right? You would think most normal administrations at this point would be outraged. They would be doing something. Are they? No, they're not. Why? Well, vets don't matter. They don't count. They don't count very much. Like little girls who can no longer talk and no longer walk because they were misdiagnosed. Well, they don't count very much. Justina Pelletier doesn't mean very much. Come on. They can always get more kids. Well, that's getting a bigger scandal, too. We got to keep up on all of this stuff. We shouldn't have to talk about any of it, but we do. And we can't continue to ignore this stuff. They're all important stuff. I mean, look, I know there's a lot of important stuff, and you can't be involved in every single thing, but you still got to be you got to be knowledgeable about a lot of stuff. You still got to have a little bit of knowledge in there. I mean, obviously, you can't be every place, everywhere, every time, but you got to learn this stuff. Learn it wherever you can. You got to be aware of it and don't accept it. I'm sick and tired. Well, that's the government. You know, these are the times we live in. Just gotta deal with it. No, you don't. You do not have to accept it. Absolutely unacceptable. I'm sorry, John McCain, but wrong. Stop talking. Retire, please. Well, I mean, again, more stories. I mean, this lady here, her husband, Dennis Morris, had his arm swollen. So he goes to the VA, waits there all friggin' day. Finally, they sent him home with a bag of ice. The next day, his arm was even worse. Began swelling and turning black, so they go back to the VA. Stay there again all friggin' day. Here's another bag of ice. So he goes in there, waits all day for the doctor to say, get a bag of ice. Well, it kept getting to the point where his arm was getting really, really, really bad. So the wife said, screw this. We're going to go to a civilian doctor, civilian hospital. Well, he had cellulitis and strains of pneumonia. And he was in the hospital for several days. And she had to write to John McCain in order to get the VA to pay for it. So they finally did. Well, 3 years later, her husband was about, he was getting up there in age, 65, and that's really, really old. Again, he goes back into the VA, I guess, when he was about, I don't know, a year or two later after that. Well, they did the same thing. They even took x-rays and this and that and basically said, well, you got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, bada-boom, bada-bing, bum, 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 bum. Well, it didn't get better. In other words, they didn't really do anything. Didn't do nothing. So she takes him again to another civilian doctor. And with 12 hours, he was diagnosed with a stage 4 lung cancer. And he died 21 days later. If they would have caught that earlier, maybe 4 years ago when you got pneumonia the first time, you should have taken some x-rays. Maybe you could have seen it. Maybe you couldn't have. Maybe it didn't show up till later. But there was overwhelming evidence that the VA didn't even look the second time at his x-rays. Not at all. Why would you have, again, I mean, that's just one story, and there's a whole bunch more of them. We don't need to go into any more of them. But the point is they're not looking at the x-rays. They're not doing their job. They're so overwhelmed. It just seems to me that if they're that overwhelmed, there's some managing issues, like maybe get a couple more doctors. I don't know. Just suggestion. Maybe work out a way where you can take the people and put them in different places, different times. Work it out. Manage it. But see, we don't have that. Why? Well, because it's not in my handbook here. There's nothing in here that says I got to be responsible or use any kind of common frickin' sense. So I don't do it. Then they get promoted. All right, let's move on. Enough of this crap. I'm sick of it. I mean, enough is enough is enough. You don't treat people like this. I don't care if they're veterans or not. I mean, I'm more pissed off because of veterans. I mean, that just pisses me off right there. But my point is, it shouldn't matter. These are people. People are people. You should not be put on a secret list, whether you like the fact that they're veterans or not. whether you think that they carried a gun and fought for your goddamn freedom, whether you believe that or not, they're people. They should not be put on a list. They should be treated equal. If we have that somewhere in our, one of our documents somewhere, maybe not. But this museum at down there at Ground Zero, they got a museum, which is good. You can see that. I mean, you can understand why they would want to do that. Of course they do. But the gift shop, I find a little tacky. I'm sorry, I find that a little wrong. When you can go anywhere in New York and you can get those T-shirts that say FDNY, NYPD. You could get toy little fire trucks and, coffee cups and with New York stuff all over it, 9/11 stuff all over it. It's all over Manhattan. You don't need a gift shop down there. That's a little tacky to me. You don't have that at the Arizona Memorial. At least I hope they don't. I don't remember that. But what the, isn't anything sacred in this country anymore? I mean, have people really forgotten who actually attacked us? And why? I still don't think Ellen quite got it. Only thing she heard was they're going to kill a homosexual. So she's got to go out there and protest now. Where have you been for 13 years there, sweetheart? After 9/11. The same people. They come from a different country, but they have the same goal in mind. Kill the infidel and inflict Sharia. That's it. You don't need a museum down there you don't need a gift shop at that museum. That's a little tacky to me. I find that very disrespectful. I hope nobody goes into the gift shop. I hope they have to close because nobody buys any of this stuff. That's just goddamn ridiculous. They got hoodies now. Wow, you can get yourself a hoodie. With a picture of the image of the old Twin Towers. Wow. Cost you $39. And it says, in darkness we shine brightest. Huh, isn't that cute? You can buy that crap on the goddamn street. You don't need to do it down there. You can't even say jihad. You can't say Al-Qaeda. You can't say we were attacked. Who were we attacked by? Well, hijackers. Oh. Well, where are they from? Well, it doesn't really matter. We were attacked and it's over and we all love and we're all peaceful and, shut up. All right, now I want to get into this now. This doesn't make any freaking sense to me. Well, it does. Actually, it doesn't, but it does. Daytona Beach, Florida. Again, Florida. Florida, 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 Florida. What the hell is going on in Florida? Good God. A charitable couple that devotes weekly time to feeding the homeless. Oh, that's horrible. That's racist. Goddamn creeps. Feeding the homeless and the hungry have been slapped with matching $375 fines. Imagine that. Well, the town and county are deploying police to forcibly stop and punish people who privately feed the homeless because it reduces the need for government-run social services. Well, the government-run social services don't work. There shouldn't be government-run social services. These social services should be run locally by the people. Not the government, but the people. And that's what I was talking about earlier with the veterans. The people should fund it. Well, if you're a veteran, you walk in. Okay, you need help? You got it. Oh, you don't have any family? Okay, come in. You need medical attention? Okay, you got it. I mean, you shouldn't have to. I mean, the hospital should do their freaking job, but obviously they're not. And everybody talks about there's a problem, but nobody wants to do it. So the only way to do it, to fix it, get the people involved. When you get people involved in stuff, and people come together, they can accomplish a lot of things. But that's what should happen. Screw it. Screw the VA. If the government isn't going to run it, they're not going to treat these guys with freaking dignity for fighting for them. Because they didn't go to war. They didn't join any military service. No, no. You think Obama joining the army? Imagine that. Oh, my God. Imagine Barack Obama in the Marine Corps running around with a machine gun. I don't think he'd make it. Those sergeants would kick his ass. He wouldn't make it. He wouldn't make a week through boot camp. I guarantee you he wouldn't make a week. Not even a week. He might not even make it the first frickin' night. But these services, this stuff, I'm serious. I mean, I think we should do that with the vets. If the VA isn't gonna do their job, screw them. I'm lucky. The VA here in Northport has always treated me very well, very nice, very courteous. I've got really no complaints with them. That's all I can say. But these people, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Just because I've had a good experience and these people haven't, it doesn't mean that I can let them off the frickin' hook, which I will not. But the VA, if the government isn't going to do their goddamn job, then the American people need to take over. You can find doctors that can devote some of their time or put them on a payroll if you got enough donations to run the goddamn place. But if you're a vet, you shouldn't have any of this stuff. You got no money? Come on in. You need medical attention? You got it. Come on in. Well, these people are out there feeding people because, well, they have the resources to do it, and they feel a need to go out there and help people. Is that good or bad? Well, it all depends on how you want to look at it. But are they harming anybody, really? Are they really a threat to society? Do they really need to be fined and have the police go out there and write them a ticket, threaten to arrest them? Is that what needs to happen? We need to get our police departments involved in this. We don't have any murders in Chicago that we could be, you know, deploying troops out there to, you know, help that situation out. We got to arrest 13-year-old boys for drawing a hangman game on a piece of frickin' paper during class because he wasn't paying attention to the teacher and she couldn't program him. Got to get the cops involved. This is what the police is for. Unfrickin' believable. Well, Debbie, this is a couple now. She's a retired auto parts store manager. And Chico, which is the man, the husband of the deal, he's a retired construction manager. The couple both left their jobs a year ago to devote themselves fully to their ministry, called Spreading the World Without Saying a Word. Well, good for them. They're not hurting anybody. They say they use the Book of Matthew as an inspiration during their extensive feeding efforts. Well, you know me. I'm not really a religious man. But when I read this passage, I thought, you know, you don't really have to be religious to understand the passage. And they're actually pretty good words to live by. So I'm going to read them. And if you don't know, you want to look up in your book if you're a spiritual person. It's Matthew 35, 34 to 40. As Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Well, you don't have to be a spiritual person to understand that and know what it means. And if you don't get it, well, then read it to yourself over and over and over again. You're a pretty smart fella. You're a pretty smart gal. You can figure this stuff out on your own. You don't need to be spoon-fed. You do not need to be programmed. You have your own goddamn computer. You got to program your own self. We don't have that anymore. Kids aren't allowed to think on their own. They can only think what they've been programmed to think. God damn it. Well, they go out there and they feed people. And they think they're doing a good job. Well, the police doesn't like it. This county doesn't like it. Because it's taken away. They see they don't get enough money. If they don't serve enough people food, well, they're not going to get as much money the next year. So this is all about getting money for the, so they can keep their job. It doesn't make any sense. If you're not feeding enough people, you shouldn't get that much money. If you've got less people that you need to feed, well, then you shouldn't have to take that extra money from the taxpayers to put in there, so you got the same as you got last year. But this is how they think. And I know this. I used to listen to my mom with all these budget talks in the school. It's ridiculous. It's a stupid way of doing it. It doesn't make any sense. If you didn't spend that much money last year, okay, you could project that you might spend money, you know, more the next year, but you shouldn't have to spend what you don't need to spend. But we have to. We're the government. It's goddamn ridiculous. All right, I'm going to cover this last story here. This is in Kissimmee, Florida, which I don't know what the hell's going on there in Florida. But a four-month-old girl's fractured skull, broken bones, burns, and cuts are finally now under investigation in Kissimmee, as records raise questions about whether the DCF investigator missed signs of child abuse after receiving an anonymous tip. They love them anonymous tips, don't they? See, what it is, they don't want to do their job when they actually have to do their job. They just want to do their job when they don't need to do their job. Can't do the real cases because you're going to have to actually work. So you kidnap those that you can and you don't have to work. But the ones that need help, because they're being abused, well, these people are going to have to get off their goddamn asses, and they're going to have to actually do something. How do you expect these people to eat two bags of goddamn Cheetos at a time and try to help out these kids and watch the Kim Kardashian show at the same time? It can't be done. It can't be done. So I feel sorry for these DCF workers. You can't do all this work saving kids. Ah. The newborn's injuries were discovered on May 8th after the Kissimmee police received a call about an intoxicated woman pushing a stroller. Wow. So they go down there. They investigate. They find the mother. Her name is Muna Mrchacha. Oh, God. I don't know. She's an idiot. Well, she tried to walk away, but then again was stopped by the officers. Then the stroller could tell that the little kid was bleeding from both nostrils, had marks all over her body, bruises, a rash on her neck and her back and her butt and her genital area. They said the rash around the genital area looked to be in the third layer of skin, which means it's pretty deep. So the firefighters, again, immediately took the child, where it was determined that some of the injuries were, well, more than a month old, including a broken femur, a little baby with a broken femur, and a collarbone, a collarbone. Imagine breaking your collarbone. Okay, that's painful. That's painful. And deep skin loss from unchanged diapers. Well, the mother blamed the cuts on the infant scratching herself. Well, with all the stuff she's got on there, I'm pretty sure it did itch. But doctors at the Kissimmee Hospital attributed the injuries to prolonged child abuse and neglect. See, now that's real neglect. When Justina Pelletier came in, her medical abuse or her medical neglect was her parents standing up for no BS, standing up to nonsense, standing up to what did not sound right, what is not right. And judging by the case, judging by the fact that this girl no longer can speak and has been resorting to a wheelchair, Mr. Pelletier looked right, and the doctors and the psychiatrists looked wrong. Well, records show that this newborn had been under supervision of the State Department of Children and Families since the day after she was born. This was in January. So they've known there was a problem since the day this little baby was born. So the CPI, the child protective investigator, I'm not even going to pronounce her name, it's ridiculous, was assigned to monitor the newborn, Yesenia Zamora, I think that's how you say it. Yesenia Zamora. All right, that sounds all right. It's close enough. Yesenia Zamora. She was assigned to monitor the newborn after they found opiates and marijuana. Ooh. In her blood. Well, opiates are big stuff. So they wanted to monitor it. Obviously, that's a red flag. Maybe the parents are, you know, I mean, come on. Parents are heroin addicts, and they're taking a lot of opium, and yada, yada, yada. God only knows what they're, you know, all these opiates. God only knows what the woman's taking. And if they are like that, yeah, obviously, I mean, we have to do something to take away the child. Because the child just ain't got a fighting frickin' chance. Well, on April 2nd, DCF received an anonymous tip that the mother had shaken and dropped her baby, causing a possible head injury. Well, copied the DCF report on that tip given to police, showed up had been investigated and closed with no indicators of physical abuse. Police can't speak to this Yesenia Zamora because she's on leave. From the state agency. She's on leave, just on leave, on vacation. Well, we don't know where she's at. We'll do some police work and find this bitch. Well, DCF announced Friday it will review its handling of the case. Review it? No, I think the FBI should review it. And any and all possible involvement with this family and child is going to be looked at very, very closely. Yeah, I'm sure. We've all heard that before. I mean, this is, well, finally, they interviewed the father, who the father is just as bad. And he said something, yeah, well, I know she's rough with him at times, but I didn't think it was this bad. Really, the kid has had broken bones for over a month, probably screaming in pain. They don't change the diapers. The kid has rashes all over him. No indication that this might be a little bad, as you would say. Well, they've come to find out he's just as creepy, and they're both arrested. And they're being held with $11,000 bail each. That right there, when I read that, I just went, what? $11,000 bail? No. People like this, child abuse, you don't get bail. But that's worse than murder. No, there's no bail. You don't get bail. I'm sorry, there is no bail. There is not enough money to get you out of jail. You get no bail. You get nothing. Now, if you are found innocent with actual physical concrete proof, well, then we can talk about, you know, helping you out a little bit, getting you back on your feet. But if you are found guilty, you are screwed, blued, and tattooed. You will not have a very happy rest of your life. So in any event, that's it with that. I'm sick and tired of all of this crap. I can't take any more of it, and that's why I get on this stupid radio program every frickin' day. And that's why people out there that you're listening to, that's why you bitch and piss and moan all the time. Well, we got to keep it up. We can't stop it. We can't blink. We can't even blink, much less go to frickin' sleep. They're going to walk all over us. Well, we got to stand up and we got to defend ourselves. You got Operation American Spring going on. I'm sure it's going to happen more and more and more. If Americans get fed up enough, well, it's going to get bigger. And it should get bigger. But we need to get pissed. We need to not be so accepting. You don't have to accept this stuff. And you shouldn't. So, again, I want to leave with this song. Again, we got to do it. We don't have enough time to do it, so we'll have to do it tomorrow. I'm looking up here, we'll never do it. The song is over 7 minutes long. But that's all right. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's fine. But we will see you back here tomorrow morning at 10. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be at 8 p.m. That's 2000. So we'll see you here back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Goodbye.